This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, and we have Harley Schlanger here with the Lewis Foundation. Harley, let's go over some of the latest news items because the election's getting pretty intense. The GOP and the Democratic primaries, the battle is getting obviously against the establishment. I call it the establishment party, the snake party with the Hillary Clinton on the Democratic side and many of the other members, including Ted Cruz, on the Republican side. This is getting very intense. The people are basically throwing the bombs out, as they say. What's happening?
Well, I usually, as you know, don't like to talk about the presidential campaign because it's, for the most part, a diversion. But what happened yesterday in Michigan is very interesting.
Right.
Because on the Republican side, you had the Bush crowd pumping up Rubio and deploying him against Trump with millions of dollars of attack ads, plus the obscenity of the last debate. And the result of it was that Trump came on and was strong in Michigan, and Rubio collapsed. Mm-hmm. Now, the key to the Trump victory was anti-globalist, anti-trade, free trade policies. It was a grouping of the white working class and middle class and from around Detroit tied to the auto sector and so on that expressed their rage at the establishment. Now, the idea that if Rubio falls, then Cruz will take on Trump and beat him one-on-one. Look, Cruz is another Bush guy. He's just got a different coloration, but it's the same policy.
Right.
And I think you saw a reaction against the attempt to fix things by the establishment using Romney and Rubio. On the Democratic side, Hillary came forward with this absurd formulation this week because she's obviously been hurt by Sanders and others poking at the fact that she got so much money from Goldman Sachs and that she's opposed to Glass-Steagall. So what did she say? She said, look, Obama got more money from Wall Street than I did. And look how tough he was on Wall Street with Dodd-Frank. Now, the voters on the Democratic side didn't like that message because they don't think Obama has been tough. Obama's given Wall Street everything they wanted.
Right.
And so the fact that Sanders won in Michigan is a real upset. But you put together who are the people who voted for Sanders and Trump, you'll see, as I've argued since the bailout occurred in 2008, that if you look at the Occupy Wall Street, the so-called progressives against the bailout, and then you look at the Tea Party, you have a majority in this country who may not fully understand the issues, but they oppose the one-party system, or the two-headed snake, as you might say, which really represents nothing but a continuation of Wall Street looting and killing. And we can end it. Now, to end it, it's going to have to come from outside the election campaign to force whichever candidates have the guts to go all the way with a Glass-Steagall, with an end to regime change, and so on. But I think the lesson from Michigan is that the Bush crowd in both parties, and remember, Prescott Bush worked with the Harrimans, who were Democrats, the Bush faction in both parties got their rear ends kicked in Michigan yesterday.
Right. And Michigan is a perfect example of the rage of people losing jobs, losing their homes, losing everything, losing their culture and their towns. I mean, literally, if you go to look at Detroit, it's a good place to kind of do an apocalyptic movie because it's literally overgrown, almost like, you know, 20,000 years after nuclear war, this is what happened to Detroit kind of thing. It's scary. It's ridiculous.
There are empty lots in the downtown area of Detroit. You look at cities like Pontiac and Flint.
Right.
These were industrial centers of industrial workforce. They had good high schools, good communities that have been destroyed, while Clinton is saying, we saved the auto industry.
Oh, come on. He's so ridiculous. He is. He's such a liar. I call him the liar in chief. How's that?
Well, and this is Hillary defending Obama's policy, saying Obama did the right thing with the bailout. So, you know, I think that then you look at the bigger picture, which is that we're losing ground every single day to the emergence in Eurasia of a new financial system. And Putin is the one calling the shots in the Middle East right now because he's the only one who took seriously the fight against the terrorists. And Obama's discredited. Obama's trying to sabotage the Syrian peace agreement. But he can't because the U.S. military is on the side of Putin. At least some of the leadership of the U.S. military.
Yeah.
So this is a earth-shaking moment. And what most people don't know is just how deep the roots of this earth-shaking go.
Right. Well, I think that the roots are at the point now where, let's put it this way, if the government doesn't fix things, they're going to have revolution on their hands. Because in the next 6 to 48 years, if we don't start fixing the economy and so on, it will crash. And the result of a crash is to say, like Gerald Celente says, when people lose everything, they lose it. And if you want to see the lose it line, it's going to happen here in the next 48 years. So whoever, if it doesn't get fixed, in other words, you're going to see people lose it altogether.
Well, you know what it's like when you look at a chandelier that's hanging by one last wire, and you know it's only a matter of time before it comes crashing down,
right.
But you figure, well, it's still up there, so I'll let it go a little longer before I fix it. That's where we are with the economy. By all rights of natural law, this financial system should have blown out, the banks should have imploded, savings lost, pensions lost, and it hasn't fully happened yet because there's still an irrational belief that quantitative easing, that flooding the system with money can keep things afloat. But that doesn't mean it's not going to come crashing down on your head. And it could be weeks, it could be a year or so. Trying to predict what will be the actual trigger is futile when you know that it's the fundamentals of the system that are rotten.
Well, what Gerald Celente says, which I think is a very parallel statement, is that he was wrong, he said in his statement on video, and his latest newsletter, which I get regularly, that he thought the system would have already crashed. But he underestimated that the globalists would lie and the people would believe the lie, that they could even have negative interest loans and bailing in and all these other things. So the number of schemes that these characters will pull off to try to eventually physically get rid of cash so it's cashless, and how they can bail in and take most people's money and pension funds just to keep the banks alive, well, they basically make what I call a gruel class. The middle class is becoming what I call the gruel class. It'll be like David Copperfield, can I have Melissa holding your bowl over the gruel? And, you know, if we go looking through, there's always solutions, though. I love how the LaRouche Foundation has solutions. How Giuseppe LaRouche addresses the Resinia dialogue in India and talk about, you know, how we should be working with Indians and Chinese for the Silk Road. Insanity pulsing through the U.S. This cycle, all the so-called pundits should hang their head low. It's ridiculous. They have what I call craniocephalic rectal insertion syndrome, which means they get their head up their butt. How can they actually go on regular media and make all these bold statements about how Trump is finished or how Bernie Sanders is finished when Bernie just beat Hillary in Michigan? Excuse me.
Well, and it exposes the weakness of the idea of relying on the great recovery of Obama as her election campaign.
Right. And of course, they're trying to keep the game going longer because really, I think the collapse could happen between now and the summer. If you look at the actual numbers, and you don't kind of get emotional over it, the price of oil is so low that we're seeing a collapse of the oil industry. Derivatives markets tied directly to it. The European euro is dropping versus the dollar. It's down to 1.1 times the dollar, which used to be almost like 2 or so times the dollar just a few years ago.
It was 1.4.
Yeah.
1.4 to the dollar.
That was like last year. Yeah. We're talking about even before that, it was higher. Things are going then, of course, you know, countries like China are going to space and doing all of the things and opening up Tier 1 science. We're not doing it, though. Obama's shut down NASA.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention NutriMedical listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to NutriMedical unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number. 1-605-477-3248. Try it now to listen to NutriMedical 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3248. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear NutriMedical untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3248.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Harley, one of the articles I want to bring up, because I know you have some really good ones here, is I have an article I posted up yesterday from Major Ed Coate, U.S. Army retired colonel, courtesy of Captain Les Horn, U.S. Navy retired. and it was posted up on another site. What you need to know about Hillary's SAP emails and SAP compromise could bring life in prison. The fact is, what Hillary's done, and she's lying to the public and the media are covering her, and which is showing basically the media also were dead in the water. The number of people who actually get their news now from regular media sources, cable or satellite, is shrinking like crazy. And people are going to the internet and going to alternative blogs because they really are sick and tired of being lied to, being stolen from, being basically scamtastically destroyed. And Hillary Clinton is so deep, for example, even with Uma Abedin, which is the daughter of the woman who actually set up the Muslim Brotherhood in the Middle East, and so tied to big industry and big banks and big hydrofracking of the groundwater, which is destroying it. And she doesn't even want to respond to Bernie Sanders when he says, you know, you're taking money from Democratic governors and oil industry that have hydrofracking that's destroying the environment. It's like, I've been against hydrofracking. And by the way, there's non-chemical hydrofracking ways that don't require chemicals that will destroy the water table. And they should be reinjecting primary water into the Ogallala Aquifer. If you destroy the water table, you kill agriculture and industry, and you start making people get cancer and other illnesses. This woman is out of her mind, and she's lying to people. And, of course, Bernie, being a doctor, is just saying, you know, I'm not going to take this. So even if he doesn't have all the solutions, the reason why he won in Michigan is he's giving people hope, and he's connecting to them saying, I care for you. But, you know, even more so, Trump said, look, I've accumulated 5,000 companies. I'm worth $10 billion. I want to do this for America. So he's going further. In other words, he has a way to actually fix the system so that Carrier, air conditioning company, doesn't move to Mexico and other companies. And if they have moved, they're going to move their butt back with updated factories, and the jobs will come back here.
Well, he has a few things that are starting points. For example, getting rid of the TPP, getting rid of NAFTA. These are all important starting points. But right, he's got to go further, and I'm hoping that he'll pick up at some point and do that. But what's the most important thing? You've got to take the power away from Wall Street. And the way to do that is a combination of Glass-Steagall and a PCORA commission, a full investigation into the fraud and crimes that were committed by the major banks during the buildup of the real estate bubble. And that's really where he needs to go now. Now, if he were to do that, that would, I think, cement him even more in the minds of the people who are looking for an alternative. Because the real issue here, I mean, there are very few people who aren't opposed to the establishment. Most people don't like the establishment. The real issue is, do you have a strategy to defeat them? And that's what LaRouche has consistently offered. We're going to defeat the establishment. We're going to take their power away from them. And we're not going to let them get it back. And that's what is the issue before the American people. There's no way that we can continue with bailouts and bail-ins and quantitative easing 1, 2, 3, 4. Sooner or later, the whole thing comes crashing down. And so that's really where the politicians are way behind the people. But the people don't know what to do. And those of us who do know what to do have to make sure our voices are heard and that people are getting the intelligence they need. Now, we have a new offer for people on LaRouchePact.com. They can go to our website and sign up to get the daily briefing. And what the daily briefing, and this is free, and it includes a sort of an overview and then 5 or 6 or 7 of the leading developments of the last 24 hours. And this is something that I'm offering to people listening to your program. Go to LaRouchePact.com, and you can sign up for this. You have to look around for it on the homepage, but it's called the LaRouche Pact Daily Briefing. And this will give you the ability to talk to anybody about what policies are necessary, because you'll be better informed than anybody among your associates and contacts.
Yeah, that's really good to have talking points. I think what it does is it sharpens up the electorate to say, when you're going to these various state elections that are going on right now, we got to 24 states. I think that although they're putting on all the brakes and putting hundreds of millions of dollars, the Republican establishment is not going to stop Trump. I think Ted Cruz is going to implode. And I think Hillary Clinton, this is my guess, I may be wrong, But if the system doesn't indict her, that Trump will make mincemeat of her in the election. And a lot, and according to the pundits, the white Democratic voters are not going to accept, especially in states like Michigan, Hillary Clinton. She will lose. And so what we'll see is Trump come in with a team. Hopefully he will interact with people like Lyndon LaRouche and yourself and others to come up with solutions that deal with Glass-Steagall. Just go beyond just getting rid of the TPP and the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the Transatlantic Partnership and these crazy treaties that get rid of our ability and authority to actually make proper deals, but also get rid of Glass-Steagall. Not only just audit the Fed, get rid of it. Get rid of the Fed. Write off this debt. Start things where if you want to afford a health care system that is right for everybody, like Bernie Sanders says, because he doesn't know how to do it, but I think Trump does, start with Trump's seven-point policy on health care and start building health care centers, eventually hiring doctors and nurses, getting rid of state medical boards, getting rid of malpractice lawsuits, and having mediation, making sure people can train laterally, a whole bunch of things that I'm writing a paper on how to fix a healthcare system and cost less and make it a right. But you have to have an economy. And I think that if you don't get rid of this massive debt, which Obama has exploded, because, by the way, this is on purpose. Obama and the globalists want to blow up the debt because they want to blow up the dollar and they want to blow up America so it's no longer a force against globalism. That's the reason. Obama's there.
Well, the U.S. has become the enforcer of globalization, and that's
right.
That's where the problem is.
Well, in America, when it was first founded, was directly against that, against foreign entanglements. What America has done is become the exact opposite of that now. It is the foreign entangler. How's that?
Yeah. So now here's the, I think this deeper question that people have to look at is this question of how do you get a population to go from anger to solution? And what LaRouche has been doing is honing this message over the years of the question of physical economy and science versus the post-industrial economy, the just-in-time economy, the social networking economy, where productivity is measured in how fast you can download porno as opposed to can we feed our population.
Right.
And so what we're forced to deal with is how do you restore manufacturing? Now, getting rid of these free trade agreements is a very good first step. But,
right.
But it has to go beyond that.
Oh, yeah. You need much more. Have you had any luck with contacts with his team so far? Because I think he needs to tap into the vast numbers that we have in our alternative media. The fact that he would have a clear way of actually expressing in a more detailed fashion than these so-called 30-second stupid debates, they call it, which is basically a family fight. It's ridiculous.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
And welcome back, Harley. So let's look at these four papers that are posted up here in terms of major topics. The first, of course, is Helga Zipler-Rush, and she's been doing this for decades now. Her dialogue in India, some of the other issues. I was amazed, by the way, when I heard the news that Obama is going to skip the funeral for Nancy Reagan at Simi Valley facility for Ronald Reagan's library and interment of Nancy, to go to some other event. I mean, this is really an obscene president we have here.
Well, you won't get me to argue with you on that one, that's for sure. There's actually one of the things that we posted is Mr. LaRouche said the death of Nancy Reagan, in a sense, is the end of an era, because she was the connection to her husband, who was not what Ted Cruz and Rubio and most and Rush Limbaugh claim. Ronald Reagan was a much more sophisticated political leader than people who call themselves Reaganites today. Reagan never was in favor of tearing down the government. He was never in favor of going to war with the Soviet Union, even though the Soviet Union at times was an existential threat to our country. So what LaRouche writes about in there is that you can see by reflecting back to what Reagan was when he first came in and when he brought LaRouche in to negotiate with the Soviets on the Strategic Defense Initiative, that Reagan was closer to the post-war tradition of Franklin Roosevelt, Eisenhower, and Kennedy than he is today to Cruz, Rubio, and these guys.
Exactly. Now, in fact, it was a dialogue between Reagan and Gorbachev that brought down the wall. Wall wasn't brought down because we sort of collapsed their economy or did other things like some of these stupid movies. It was because he had a dialogue, which is why after the fall of the glasnost and perestroika, Gorbachev took over a place in the Presidio in San Francisco and became a professor of political science there. People have to understand the history of this, don't they? They have to understand
the dialogue. And the important thing on that is that what Reagan realized, and then people around Bush, not Bush himself, because Bush himself was a fool and a product of this establishment, and he went along with Thatcher and Mitterrand, but what Reagan's instructions to Bush were that you have to tell the Russians that you pull back the Warsaw Pact, that is the Russian-based military of Poland and Hungary and these other countries, you let that disappear, and NATO will not move eastward. And yet, what have we done? We've moved NATO eastward step by step by step, till now you have General Breedlove, the outgoing head of the American forces in Europe, telling the Congress, we need a heavy brigade of American soldiers in Eastern Europe with a capability to punch through Russian defense lines. Now, that's a Napoleon and a Hitler strategy, an invasion of Russia. How the hell do we have an American general saying that to the Congress, and no one in the Congress said, are you crazy? You want a war with Russia? Over what?
Maybe so, they should, you know, this is, remember that movie that had Slim Pickett jumping on a nuke going heading toward
Yeah, Iran? Dr. Strangelove.
Dr. Strangelove. This is the kind of Strangelove craziness. It's like, are you kidding? You've got to be kidding. And in fact, what Putin knows is that having already, there's kind of like a bro fest here between Putin and Trump saying, hey, I know I can talk to you. I know we can work things out to get rid of extreme Islam and start working on a dialogue to build up trade and modernize Russian industry without hurting America and without, you know, losing American jobs. Guess what? What's wrong with us? Why don't we have a Trans-Alaska pipeline to bring clean oil and gas to China so they don't have dirty coal being mined that puts heavy metals in the troposphere? Are we out of our mind? Yes, we are, because people like Hillary Clinton, people like Ted Cruz and others that are totally in the back pocket of these big banks and big industries could give a rat's behind if they destroy the biosphere or kill millions of people with a nuclear war or economic devastation. They don't care.
Well, and this is the point LaRouche was making in this statement about the Nancy Reagan's death being the end of an era, is that we were different. Our country was different. We wanted a strong nation, but we knew that the strong nation was related to having an industrial sector that worked. I mean, how did we win World War II? We were the arsenal of democracy. It was our auto industry. It was our skilled workforce.
Right.
And also the fact that we could demonstrate that the skilled workforce could include unskilled people brought in and trained with on-the-job training. Remember
right.
Rosie the Riveter?
Right.
How about all the African-American sharecroppers who were brought into Detroit and Gary, Indiana, and Chicago, the Southside Steelworks, who suddenly became part of an industrial workforce? We had that capability. At the end of World War II, we were turning out five times the amount of tanks and planes that the quotas were that were set at the beginning of the war. So we had this incredible leap in productivity. Now, what Franklin Roosevelt recognized is that the post-war world would be determined not by a Pax Americana military global deployment, but by winning other countries over to support the American system economic policies, so you couldn't be manipulated by imperial forces, whether they're Soviet or British.
Right.
And what Roosevelt said to Churchill during the war is, this is the last time we're going to fight a war for the British Empire. This is the last time American boys will die bailing out your bankers. And according to Elliot Roosevelt, who was at these meetings and wrote a book called As I Saw It, Churchill nearly choked on his dinner and turned purple and said, but you can't really mean that, Franklin. And Roosevelt said, I absolutely mean it. Now, the issue between Roosevelt and Churchill was the difference between a colonial empire being extended with cheap labor, cheap raw materials, and free trade, which is what the British wanted, Right. And an American system, fair trade system, that put a premium on the development of the labor force of each country. Now, that's where we should have gone. And Harry Truman was steamrolled into going along with Churchill's vision. Eisenhower kept it at bay to some extent. John Kennedy was planning on going right back with NASA, with trying to get around the Federal Reserve, go right back to not only what Roosevelt did, but what Hamilton did. And with his assassination, we've had a succession of worse and worse economic thinking and presidents. And that's put us on the verge of a collapse system. Now, it's good that the system's collapsed.
Right. Well, we have basically, since the assassination of Kennedy in Dealey Plaza, we've had a succession of the takeover of the most corrupt and evil elements within the secret agencies that are basically tied to the corporation boards of transnational corporations and global billionaires to have their vision of the future, which is a vastly reduced human population and a destroyed biosphere where they're still king of the hill. And they don't care if they destroy major countries or cause people in third world countries to starve to death. They really don't.
Well, you know how you can one example of that? With all their talk about democracy, 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 what happens when voters don't vote the way they want them? They come up with schemes to throw out those votes. They did it to Ron Paul in 2012. They're doing it now to Trump. They're coming up with a plan for a brokered convention so that all the millions who are voting for Trump, their votes will be taken away by the way the convention is brokered. So we're looking at a bunch of hypocrites and frauds from Hillary Clinton and Cruz and Rubio on down. Now, these frauds are going to rule until we throw them out.
Well, unfortunately, we're stuck with a system that, unless we have a leader like Trump in there, all of our wishful thinking of getting rid of Glass-Steagall, putting Glass-Steagall back in, and getting rid of the Fed Reserve, getting rid of these TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership, etc., they're not going to happen. We need to not only be us active, but we need a leader that will lead us toward this goal.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
So, Harley, they need to contact you. We need to mobilize the troops. The biggest problem, I think, in the public is not Barack Obama or George Soros or these global board members or even the CIA. The biggest problem is the passivity of the public that won't pick up the ball and have a vision and run with it. I like the quote from the book of Habakkuk that says, "Let he who reads this on tables of stone run with it." In other words, running with it means you have to pick up the ball. You have to do things like pro-Selenicate action, like the How to Win in Court. You need to call your congressman and senator. You need to call you at 800-922-2907. You need to actually get these briefings and talk to your congressmen and senators and make sure they don't move toward a brokered convention, because it will blow up the Republican Party. It will guarantee that Hillary Clinton will get in if she's not prosecuted. And again, we need to also push the prosecution. They have a grand jury impaneled right now. They actually have a immunity to one of her senior aides, and I posted up this article by General Coit regarding the SAPs, and if people read this article, they realize, why is she even able to run? I mean, if she gets into a one-on-one battle with Donald Trump, let me tell you, he's going to make mincemeat out of her with just asking what I call axing her tough questions. It's going to get wild and woolly. And if they think they can go after Trump and say he's a racist, which he's not, in fact, when I hear these pundits and these so-called foreign diplomats saying that, oh, Trump is a racist, nothing could be further from the truth. The fact is, the man wants fair trade. He doesn't want to stop free trade. He's not a racist. He works with people around the world building buildings and things all over the world. This is ridiculous to make these statements. And,
well, let me,
he will change, by the way, he will change his mind over issues because he's willing to negotiate. He's not an egomaniac. People think because he's competent that he's an egomaniac. He's not. He's not an egomaniac. The people have to understand that.
Let me give out my number again. You gave it a minute ago. For people who want to call me, it's 800-922-2907. And secondly, you can go to LaRouchePac.com, which is LaRouchePac.com, and look for the link to the daily briefing, and you can sign up for it, which means every day you'll get the kind of intelligence that Dr. Bill puts up with the links when we have this discussion every Wednesday. So it's 800-922-2907. Now, the important thing is that we're mobilizing not for a candidate, but for a policy, for a change in the direction of the country. And, you know, we're still looking for a breakthrough in the presidential race, but it's going to come when the people demand it from the outside. It's not going to come from within the parties or within the establishment. Now,
right. You
know, people misunderstand something. When LaRouche says we've got to impeach Obama because as long as Obama's in there, there's a danger of nuclear war, people assume that that's something that could never possibly happen. And Lynn said the other day it could happen in a flick of a wrist. You could have some key military people go in and brief the Congress and say, look, here's what's actually going on with the situation in Syria, that the U.S. is arming and supporting terrorists. That is, the Obama administration is. But the Russians are now, with U.S. military cooperation, are targeting ISIS and targeting al-Qaeda. And why should we leave in office a president who destroyed Libya, continued the destruction of Iraq, is destroying Syria, is creating refugees that are pouring into Europe, that could end up pouring into this country? But refugees, the worst thing about the refugee situation is not that some of them may be terrorists, because undoubtedly there are some, and that's a military police question. But the real horror of the refugees is you have a lot of young people, children, young women, who have been displaced, who can't go to school, they can't do jobs, they're struggling to survive. Why? Because we have a president who decided that the leader of Syria has to go. Now, that's an immoral violation of international law. The fact that he's violating U.S. law by deciding unilaterally by executive power that he's going to arm terrorists and allow our planes to bomb civilians, our drones to hit civilians, that's a violation of the Constitution, and he should be impeached. Whether he will ultimately be impeached or not, you know, I still think we have a chance to do that, but he's been outflanked by Putin. And so this is the kind of intelligence that we put out every single day that your listeners can get.
Even the military is actually having back channels in violation of Obama's edict to not have back channels to really to help the military to squash ISIS and ISIL. And the fact that Raqqa and Azaz and Aleppo now have fallen to the combination of the Kurds, which, by the way, the Turks are trying to eradicate the Turks, the Kurds in eastern Turkey. They've been doing it for decades, but now they're going crazy. They're trying to actually, 95% of the population in eastern Turkey is Kurdish. And
don't forget,
this guy,
before Hitler attacked the Jews, the Turks had genocide against the Armenians.
Right, and the 1.5 million Armenians died because of the crazy Turks. This guy, Tayyip Erdogan, is a wannabe caliph, is what he wants to be. And he's built the largest palace in human history. He is a nut. And he's so dangerous that he actually wants to seize our nukes, if he could get the codes for them, and use them, along with what the Saudis have said, they have nukes from Pakistan, to use against the Russians in a battlefield warfare against Russia, the Kurds, and Syria. This is
And the point
crazy.
That I was making, Bill, is that the U.S. policy on this under Obama is illegal. It's unconstitutional. The
and
other point,
dangerous.
Just to even yeah. make this more strong, is it's not that they're going behind Obama's back anymore. They're openly collaborating. U.S. military is openly collaborating with the Russians against the
right.
terrorists. And Obama is forced to accept it, because if he doesn't accept it, then it's even more exposure to the fact that he's with the terrorists and not with the anti-terror coalition.
Right. He's playing multiple games here. On the one hand, he's trying to arm the terrorists. On the other hand, he condemns them in public to say he's against the extreme elements doing what they're doing, including beheading Christians and the Yazidi in northern Iraq. It's just sickening. This man is a sociopsychopath.
And that's why LaRouche is saying that you can't leave him in office, because even if he is outflanked and his options have been limited, he still has a commitment to war.
Right,
you don't want a Dr. Strangelove with their finger on the nuclear button.
Well, here's the thing that's the most dangerous of all of these. I think we could be months or weeks away from a financial domino collapse. And the only response that the banks have is to go to war to act as a cover for the annihilation of the economy. And that's what's particularly dangerous. If they give them the kill order to kill the economy and to go crazy with martial law or to allow terrorism to occur or to precipitate a Middle Eastern war, Obama will do whatever he has to do if his masters tell him to do that to cover for the fact the economy is hitting the floor, is crashing. And the globalists, that's what they want to do. They're going to be purposely setting demolition charges inside the economy, and war is their great cover. That's how crazy this is.
Well, we have this at least short-term offer as of now. If people want to get it, you can sign up for our daily LaRouche Pack briefing, and it will give you a lot of this intelligence and more 6 days a week, and it's free. So go to our website, LaRouchePack.com, and then if you want to get more involved, call me at 800-922-2907. And let's take this opportunity to crush and defeat a bankrupt, immoral group of global imperial forces who are cratering as we're speaking. They don't know what to do.
Right. Yeah, in other words, the fact that we have confused socio-psychopathic people who don't know what their options are now and are actually edging us toward war, any bad random experience could actually trigger off a major conflict that nobody wants. This rational, and the irrational ones do want something. People like Obama, he figures, well, just wait it out in the bunker.
Yep.
People don't understand this, how crazy and evil some of the people that are ruling our country and our world. I think I call Trump our God's last trump card. Yeah, we need policies from LaRouche, but we need a leader in position that can actually put it in place. But we need also mentor him so he does the right thing. We got to not just let him go. We have to be there to contact Trump and his team and say, hey, we have solutions. Let's do it.
All right, I'll talk to you next week, Phil.
800-922-2907 is the number. Call Harley.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.